the language thing. Which language did you grow up speaking?
Well, mainly just almost entirely English.
Uh-huh.
You know, I learned Spanish from a maid. Now, the only thing I learned in Spanish before I learned it in English, I could tell time in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Because a maid taught me how to tell time, and I could tell you, asked me what time it was, and I'd tell you in Spanish, but everything else, we spoke around the house was 100% English, except feel like if we were talking to the maid or somebody that didn't speak English, but we spoke mm-hmm. all English.
Now, do you feel equally comfortable in both languages, or?
Well, I never have been very good at Spanish. I mean, other than pure border Spanish. Now, my grandfather spoke true Spanish. And to hear him talk and to hear somebody from the border talk
mm-hmm.
were just entirely different. The expressions they used and the way they even pronounced some words and things were just really different.
Mm-hmm.
And what I learned was border Spanish. And my father spoke kind of a combination of the two. Can't say he spoke correct Spanish, as we know, you know, like from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
It was mostly just border Spanish. I don't want to call it Mexican or border Spanish, but there's a lot of difference. I don't remember the terms and the expressions, but I remember thinking, boy, my grandfather talks funny, because
mm-hmm.
he talked a lot of Spanish. He spoke better Spanish than English. Now, that's not mm-hmm. to say that he's talked English with an accent or anything like that, but sometimes he could explain himself, it seems to me, in Spanish better. But they spoke, around their house, they spoke, I'd say, 80% English, at least, maybe more. They didn't speak much Spanish at all.
Mm-hmm.
When they were talking with the kids and stuff like that, they were talking English.
What about this is your grandfather? What about his wife? She was like him with the first language really Spanish?
Well, I don't really remember. She spoke good Spanish, but I think she was, there again, I think it was mostly English. They
mm-hmm.
could speak all the Spanish they needed to and speak it good.
Mm-hmm.
But it just seems to me they always just spoke English.
What about your mother? Which language?
Well, she thinks she speaks it pretty good, but she doesn't. Spanish is pure English.
Uh-huh.
She can talk to the maid and stuff like that in real border Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
But they always just... And my grandmother on my mother's side spoke, you know, real good Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean correct, but I mean they could really get themselves understood in Spanish. But,
mm-hmm.
Well, you could call it bilingual or not, but they did speak good Spanish.
Do you ever speak Spanish, or do you?
Oh, yeah. Sit down with my friends, we just talk English all the time. Now, we kid around a lot in Spanish because there are a lot of, funny expressions in Spanish that we've known all our lives, kidding around, and some of them a little bit on the risque side, and we throw those around, particularly if we go on a trip someplace and they're all English-speaking people around there and we want to get one off, we'll use Spanish somewhere, but I always speak, to say that I sit down with anybody and carry on a conversation in Spanish, no, I don't do that.
Mm-hmm. You just speak Spanish to them? You have a maid here?
No, I got a yard man, and he speaks broken English, so I'll communicate with him in Spanish, just mm-hmm. easier.
What's the ratio of Anglos to Mexican Americans or Latins?
In Brownsville?
In Brownsville.
I don't know. I wouldn't even want to guess at that. I'd say it used to be pretty high. Percentage of, I don't know what you want to call them, Latin Americans or Mexicans, I don't, whatever, but I think it's switching a little bit more towards Anglos. There's a lot more people coming in. This
mm-hmm.
growth that we're having is predominantly Anglos coming in from other parts of the country, but I don't know whether it'd be 4-1. I guess 4-1 might be pretty accurate or close, 3 or 4-1.